Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Not about glorifying ourselves, but glorifying Him. That's our desire each and every week. We're in a study of Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 3. Jesus speaking here. Last week we saw where He sat down and the publicans and the sinners drew near to Him. And we talk about the Pharisees set off aside and said, this man receives sinners and eats with them. And we elaborated on that. Now picking up with verse 3 in Luke chapter 15. And He spoke this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, but go after which that he is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner who repents, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So Jesus is starting to tell them here of a parable. And He's talking about the lost sheep, which we've heard many times, and we know about the lost sheep and what he's meaning here. And it's a great picture of the love that Jesus has. Now, bear in mind, the Pharisees are here, the publicans are here, the sinners are here, people's gathered around. And why would Jesus mention this? Well, bear in mind, he's talking to the nation of Israel a lot here when he's saying, you know, you're my chosen ones. You're the ones I come for. But bear in mind, Israel is rejecting Jesus. And so some of these parables he's talking here, he's really pertaining to the nation of Israel. Remember, 1 Corinthians says a lot, these things are done to us for examples for Israel. So Paul was talking about the things that happened to the children of Israel are examples for us. In 1 Corinthians, it tells us that. So it applies to us in a way, but he's sitting here letting them know, saying, look, I'm just one of you I'm concerned with. Now, ain't it a great thing that the Lord deals with us in a personal way? I mean, ain't it great that, you know, we don't have to be a club, we don't have to join something, we don't have to pay into something, nothing like that. But the power of the Holy Spirit comes in and deals with us directly. And ain't it great that the Lord does that? Now, if you take the lost sheep, we always talk about this being as a lost man, he was a lost person. Now, and bear in mind, there's a lot of things that attract. The world has a lot to keep a man from coming to Christ or a person coming to Christ. A sheep had a lot of things wandering in the wilderness. There was something that would draw him off out in the wilderness, away from the shepherd, the love of the shepherd. We have the love of God today, and the Holy Spirit ministers to lost people time and time again today. And there's always Satan, always has stuff in the wilderness, so to speak, to draw them away. The not really paying attention or thinking about one's soul. See, this is a church business is a soul business. There's a soul in each and every human being and each and every soul. And then we're in the soul business. Jesus died for the soul of mankind. So it's a soul business. And so anything Satan can do to detach, to keep one from coming to Christ, he would do that. So the Bible says in Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. One of the blessed verses in the Bible. We was born in this world on a highway to hell. And we didn't want to say, oh, love Jesus, I'm leaving the cross, shed blood, I'm saved. No, we come in this world saying, always think about a child. We never had to teach our child, saying, now you go over and steal. Go over and cheat. Go over there and hit Joey. We never had to teach our child that while seeing nature. But because we're born with that. That's the way we come in this world. But Christ came, revealing himself through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the shed blood on Calvary's cross, and had enough love to us that God Almighty, has, he says, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God took his son, who was blameless, sinless, put all the iniquity, all our sin, all our unrighteousness, all within us, And look, it ain't about just wine, women, and song, and rock and roll, and we just living in for the devil. That ain't it, drunkenness and all that, and dope head and all that. We sinners, born sinners. We need to get that sometime, you know. We think, oh, well, I'm not a sinner. That guy over there is a drunkard. That guy over there is a dope head. That guy over there is a whoremonger. Look, we all born sinners. And then we just get that. If we get that, I mean, we born sin. Man,
one sin is not greater than any other.
Preach on. And mankind is born needing a redeemer. We are lost. End of story. We just lost as a bat time we come in this world. The moment we are created. But Jesus made a way for us, and he is the great shepherd. Now, when he says, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, but go after all that which is lost until you find it. Think about it. He don't leave the 99. When Jesus goes after that one, remember, he's sovereign, he's everywhere, and he's all. But he ain't just saying, oh, I'm the... And I like the way that he made a point here. He does not leave the 99. I will never leave you. The 99 are born again. I'll show you where it says that here in just a minute. The 99 are believers in Christ. The 99 have already had rejoicing around them. So he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then when you see this right here, he does not leave the 99. That's pretty good. That took me a minute to catch on that. All right. Yeah, that hits you about 2 o'clock Tuesday. And when he has found it, he lays on it his shoulders, rejoicing. Rejoicing. When we come to Christ, the Bible is full of scripture and passages saying that angels in heaven, we'll see something here in a minute, there's rejoicing when one comes to Christ. And that is the name of the game of what he told us to do, ain't it? We talked about the last couple of weeks being disciples. It ain't just about getting your ticket and sitting down. You didn't see Peter and Paul sitting down in the Bible. When they did, they just threw the towel in and went fishing if they got it all, okay? But no, he's called us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in the whole world. And why? The most important thing we do is bring people to Jesus Christ. Help win people to Jesus Christ. We don't win them. We don't save somebody. But Christ uses us. Let your light so shine before men it may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. That tells us how well we live, ain't it? That gets us right down there to it there. So if we do, but think about the moment one comes to Christ, the Holy Spirit does the work in one's heart. Let's remember that. We plant seeds, we're used to Christ, but the Holy Spirit deals with each of us individually. I wouldn't give you 15 cents for somebody who said to come to Christ while the Holy Spirit ain't dealt with them. Because they want to turn over a leaf or join an organization. Because, boy, when the Holy Spirit gets hold of somebody, they'll either respond or reject. And then you don't have to make them do nothing. We're to share. But there's rejoicing every time somebody comes to Christ in glory. We should be rejoicing then when somebody comes to Christ. The number one thing we stress are, why? We're talking about eternity. A soul that's going to live forever and ever and ever with the Heavenly Father. It's a great thing. It's a great, boy, if we could bottle this up and sell it and market it, it'd be good stuff. But because it's free, and you by faith accept him, you know, it's like, well, I don't know. I can't see it, can't feel it, can't touch it. Well, that's what faith's all about, ain't it? Okay? But when you receive by faith, God sends something, Holy Spirit sends something in us, don't he? It's like, you have to faith God. God honors faith. I say that a million times. God honors faith, and it starts with salvation. You by faith say, I believe what you said. By faith I trust you. I ask you my heart and save me. And whammo! Something happens. Peace that passes all understanding comes in. And the moment all that happens is going on, there's rejoicing. So saints of God, we should be rejoicing when one comes to the Lord. Why? We gained another brother, sister in Christ. For starters. Plus, the devil has done lost the war, done lost the victory. And it's just a wonderful thing. Plus, that's why our Savior died. Boy, we could fill a chalkboard up with just the benefits here, couldn't we? The good things. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And if we say we love Jesus, we follow Jesus, hey, that's good enough for us. That's what we're supposed to be about. And he says, and when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep. I say unto you, likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner who repents. The other more than over the 99, which need no repentance. So we're rejoicing because, why? He come to repentance. We don't have to rejoice because we're all born again. We should be all the time rejoicing because we're born again. We should have peace in the heart and we should rejoice. When the cares of the world get us down and tear us, you know, and there's plenty of it, just hang around. If you don't have a lot of sorrows and things hit you in life, it's coming. It'll be there and all that. But at the end of the day, you can say that I'm just passing through this world. Thank God this will pass. Thank God this is temporary. Thank God this ain't it. Now, I know sometimes in the middle of a storm, that's hard to do, ain't it? That's hard to do. But I tell you, when you get through the storm a lot of times, it's always good to look back and say, God brought me through it. That's what I like to do. Because see, the devil just keep on hammering you down and say, boy, I went through the valley and I went through some rough times over there, but look at him where I'm at now, and God helped me get through that because I know I couldn't get through that. So when we see that, hey, we rejoice which need no repentance, and he talks about we are saved, rejoiced. So we want to make sure that we keep rejoicing as a part of being a child of God. We should rejoice. We should be happy that we're saved. You hear what I say? And you know, it is weary for a child of God today. And life is tough. Life is hard. Life is not easy on this old earth. But we can rejoice because this ain't our home. And that's what draws us to a faith. When we go through a storm, we go through a valley. We say, boy, I've been through some rough times. It's hard and things, but Lord, give me strength. And the Lord does give us strength. We don't always know why we go through what we go through. But that's part of faith in God. But sometimes we get broke down and say, God, I don't know why I'm going through and why I'm what I'm at, but you do. And I'm just going to trust you, Lord. Be with me. And we all will go through things and have things. But we should always be rejoicing that our soul, we may have, look, because why? What's the good part of the other side? The Bible says there'll be no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no all that, and the Lord will be there. Amen. And we talk about that presence of God in our life. Remember, it's talking about the presence of God in life. When you really feel in the presence of the power of God, what do you feel? A strong drawing of an unexplainable peace and love. Amen. Now, can you imagine being in the presence of the Lord on the other side in heaven for glory for eternity and being amongst that all the time? There won't be no more worry there. Won't be no more apprehension there. Won't be no more, having to, and I don't know about you, that may be something we don't talk a lot about, but there's a lot of worry here, ain't there? How am I going to pay my bills, Lord? How am I going to do this? What about my kids? What about this? What about that? And we look at our country, there's a lot to be worried about. But boy, on the other side, won't be none of that either, will it? And why? Why is all that possible? Those are benefits of our salvation. But by faith, it's only because of Jesus Christ that He willingly died on the cross and shed His blood that we can have that today. Eternal life. We can have eternal life because of Him. And that's just a benefit of it. But it starts with loving the Lord, knowing we need a Redeemer for our soul is number one. A lot of people, if you come to Christ because of that, that may be okay. But number one, you want to do it because of the Lord and because of eternal life. And, of course, the downside effect of that is if you don't come to the Lord and trust the Lord and say, hell is your home. And that's forever. Now, when we talk about heaven and glory and we talk about hell, we talk about forever and ever and ever and ever that soul will be doomed.
Longer than we're here.
That's right. And when you think about rejoicing, now do we get the picture of why there's rejoicing when one comes to Christ in heaven? And we should be rejoicing a lot of times. And we should rejoice about our own salvation. Because why? I don't know about y'all, but we can't get it, but eternity is a long time. I tell myself a lot of times, we just don't get eternity. We just don't get it. How long is eternity? Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We don't really get it. Because we get so caught up on things down here, bogged down things. Lord said, don't worry about it. I got you taken care of. You're my child. I got you taken care of by faith. I prepared a place for you. Hey, don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. Where I am, there you going to be also. Hey, and I go and prepare a place for you because I want you to be with me. That's what he says. So, anytime we use all this for ammo when Satan comes at us next week. He coming, okay? Just use this as ammo. We had them doubting moments and things of troubles of life hit us next week. Just load all this up. We'll have a CD next week and happy the week after, okay? But it just all this we want to hit it because the devil's going to come. He come and tell us, don't he? Because we get caught up. Remember, I always say, we're not of this world, but we live in this world, okay? As children of God. We live in a real world. But we are children of God. And we pass through Him. We do get caught up in things. So while we're here this morning, for some encouraging in our spiritual walk with the Lord, to be reminded, ding, 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 we forget these things, the meaning well and things, okay? But the Lord loves us. He made a way for us. Verse 8, chapter 15. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently to find it. And when she found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I found the piece that I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. She loses a piece of silver. Something valuable she loses this time. Now, and it says, and she lights a candle because the house is dark, and she seeks diligently. The candle could represent the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost person in a dark world. And here again, yes, sir.
I was going to say at that time it was a Palestinian tradition that when a bride was married, she was given ten pieces of silver by her father, and that represented his love for her. So that's the reason why if she lost one of those pieces of silver, that was her dad's love.
That's right. That's right. And so see, that showed fatherly love.
Yep.
On that, that's right. And didn't they put that a piece in their headpiece?
They kept it their entire life. They weren't supposed to spend it.
Exactly. So we see the love of the Father. Now, here we see again, what we see both times when somebody comes to Christ. We see rejoicing and telling others. Both of these incidents, he called somebody over and they was rejoicing because one came to Christ. I dare say when we come to Christ, did you tell somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Everybody.
There's a change in us. There's a change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away because all things come new. Not because he flipped over a new leaf. Not because he tried through self-helps to be what he should be. But because by faith, the Holy Spirit comes set up shop in his heart. And the Lord does make us a new creation when we receive him by faith. So that is something to rejoice about. But then I ain't who I used to be. Let me tell you, bro, something happened to me. Something supernatural happened to me when Christ came up and set up shop in my heart. I can't explain it. There's a peace that whooped over me, a love that passes all understanding, peace that passes all understanding. And man, I got to tell you, I ain't never seen nothing like it. And if you don't tell people about Christ, that's what you can do. And say, well, what's this all about? Well, I never realized I was a sinner. I was a man, and the Holy Spirit showed me his love and what he did for me on Calvary's cross, and I need a redeemer. And by faith, I asked him to come in my heart and save me. By faith, I needed a redeemer to redeem my sins. And by faith, I accepted him. And boy, when I asked him to come in my heart, he did. And I'm telling you, that something went on there. And I want to tell you what happened. Could that be what's happening here? Rejoicing because we are born again. Rejoicing of the fact the Holy Spirit comes set up shop. The rejoicing because, not because we said, I'm a Christian today and I don't curse and I don't smoke and I don't drink and I don't do this and I don't do this other things over here no more. It ain't got nothing to do with it. That's man-made religious garbage to send you to hell. The thing is, the Holy Spirit did something in me. It ain't because this is the Roman road. 333 or die and go to hell. Say it right after me every word. Say this word if you don't go to hell and you all right.
That's why that 99 wasn't left alone. They had the Holy Spirit there to mentor to them and Christ went after them.
Their children, never leave you nor forsake you.
Can you imagine that feeling when you got saved? You remember that feeling?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Can you imagine that every day from now on?
It's available.
From now on.
It's available. We are the reason why we don't have it every day.
Right.
Let me say that again.
Amen.
Now, let's just get down to some old-time hardcore talk here now, okay? We are the reason we don't have it, because it's God's desire us have that every day. Because he don't change, does he? Why don't we do that? I've wrestled this myself before, you know.
We put things in the world and carries this world.
Yeah, the thing is, I was listening to another preaching about a month ago, and she said after probably about 5 years walking with the Lord, she said, Lord, why don't you do the miraculous things you used to do? And he goes, I still am. You just got used to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're so dang blind. We're so full of the world that we don't see it.
Well, here's the thing.
We're looking for that human explanation and that spiritual one.
I'll stick my foot out as a married man. You start to take things for granted in that relationship. And you have to work to make sure you don't.
That's right.
Right. Well, and so let's talk about this. I think some of the answer to what we're talking about here is the Lord grows us. Mm-hmm. And maybe do we quit growing in the Lord? Lord, I'm blessed. This salvation thing's been wonderful. It's been great. Man, I'm just basking in it. And I don't know about y'all, but when God bless me, I like to stay there as long as I can and soak it all in, okay? And you know, but we forget God saying, okay, time to get up out of the sunshine now, son, okay? And get to moving on.
Yeah.
And And see, then the first time we encounter, usually you got to go over a wall or a mountain to have some kind of spiritual growth. And I hate to say that.
Or you can't, deep valley.
What's that saying? You can't have a test without a testimony.
Can't have a testimony without a test.
Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, I was on the right road anyway. Look, I told you I was late last night. Told you. All right, now, but look, what if we could? Now, we just brother and sister in Christ here talking this morning. What if we made it our goal to be that close to God and have that much power? See, we're talking about power too of God on our life. Right, and we're not talking about religion. We're not talking about going out here and saying, "Oh, I got to read my Bible 10 times a day," and I got to. We're talking about just getting in touch with God. Now, this will help us. That's right. I mean, this feeds our soul. Don't get me wrong. You need some. We need God's word, but I'm talking about not doing it because we're flipping over a new leaf, or we're doing, but doing it because God, I desire more of you, a closer walk. Because all through His Word, nowhere in His Word does He say, "I'll push you away." And we know, think about this. Think about the time you got saved up until now. Okay? Now go back to that first week you got saved. Is your walk with the Lord not a whole lot gooder today than it was the first week you got saved as far as in experiencing things of God?
Yeah.
Now, nobody's sitting here saying we're not going to have failures. Okay? Now, we're not saying we're going to be super duper Christians with us on, you know, hey, boy, I can tell you. No. We're not saying that. Remember, the spiritual walk is a journey. It's a journey. And it is a walk with the Lord. If we run, we can run off and leave Him. Okay? But what if we did say, "Lord, restore unto me"? See, He'll let us know if we ask Him. We have not because we ask not. Okay, because if we ask Him, "Lord, I want to stay in that joy. I don't want to get carried away with things this world." Because see, we get tied up in a lot of things. We get in junk. Well, not do. And what causes that? Sin is what pushes the Lord away. Okay, in our life. Okay, He's so holy, and we say, "Well, I ain't really out drinking, running around, doing all kinds of what." But sin.
No, that ain't.
That there's a lot of other things on the list. That's.
Let's make it clear. There ain't one sin no greater. Or
exactly.
Than the other sin.
Preach it.
Sin. And,
preach it.
And the more we turn all that, the world lose, the closer we get to God. I mean, I done found that out. The more I release of this world, the closer I get to it.
That's exactly
it
right.
No matter what it is, if I just turn it loose.
Well, if we ask ourselves sincerely, and not just, if we ask ourselves, "Is the Lord pleased with my outlook? Is the Lord pleased with what I'm saying? Is the Lord pleased with what I'm doing? Is the Lord pleased with my attitude? Is the Lord pleased with," if you ask Him, He'll let us know. And you don't really have to ask much. You just be led by the Spirit. Paul, what did Paul talk about? Being led by the Spirit. Paul always talked about being led by the Spirit, didn't he? When he studied Corinthians and Galatians and Philippians and all. It's about being led by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Because, boy, our flesh, we know what we want to do, don't we? We like gossip.
Amen. Amen.
Flesh likes gossip. Well, we can get around at the coffee shop over there and get up a cup of coffee, boy, and it's good. It's better than a hamburger we're eating, you know. And things. Why? Flesh like that. Is it pleasing to God? No. Well, why don't we have what we had when we got saved? Well, that ain't one of the things we're here to talk about. And it's going to be a multitude of things. You know, that's why we can't get hung up on one thing. Because it's a multitude of things. But it always goes back to the heart of God. And that's why you go back, we're still seeking that relationship with the Lord. Because He's grown us from the time we got saved to now. What happened? What stole our joy? Boy, there's a sermon there, ain't it? What got you joy? Yeah. What got you joy? And see, there's the whole thing. Because we just got through saying, we should be rejoicing because we got saved. They rejoicing in glory because one comes saved. Hey, we can rejoice
but
today.
I had to turn it loose. To get there.
You got
to
let it go.
I had to let it go.
Got to let it go.
It's just
we can rejoice today because we're born again. So when something goes still in your joy, think about that. I'm going to rejoice today in spite of whatever goes. This world ain't my home. I'm passing through. I'm born again. I have victory in Jesus. And I'm going to rejoice today regardless. Now, you say, "You don't know what I'm going through." I know what you're talking about. But this is just a temporary thing, y'all.
That's
so temporary. It's minute.
Yes. Look, this life, temporary. Let's say this. Because I don't get it always. I need to tell myself this. This life, temporary. Boom. And as older I get, I'm beginning to see, and this thing ain't lasting long, okay? I'm on a downhill slope right now. We're on a downhill slope anyway, okay? We're on a slippery slope. This is temporary. Thank God for it. We got an opportunity to serve God in His temporary time. Best thing to do in your life is honor God. Have God lead you to do with that. All right. Then we got eternity over here. The one that counts. The one that means everything. The one where we got a chance to make rewards for that home that's going to last forever. Forever, 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 forever. And it's a whole lot gooder over there than it is over here.
Amen.
Now, I don't know. You see what I'm talking about? It's a whole lot gooder over there than it is him. And it's going to last for eternity a whole lot longer than this mess him. So see, we really have, the only reason we have here is an opportunity to honor God. See, we can do something the angels can't do today. We can serve God. We can be obedient, but we can honor God and make this life that He gave us, which is a gift. Do we believe life is a gift?
Yeah.
He gave us this gift. We can take this life and honor Him. We'll have it long. We don't know none of this room what we got left.
That's right.
We may not make it in here next week. You know, we've had a bunch of people come in this church out here, and next week they wasn't Him.
Yeah.
That we didn't think was going to be Him the next week. So we ain't guaranteed that. Do we see how Satan deceives us and gets us tied down with a bunch of stuff, him? And, you know, and that, we do have concerns, and there are things. I'm not downplaying that. I'm trying to just get us to think more on the other side. Are you going to have troubles? Oh, yeah. Am I going to have trouble? Oh, yeah. Probably have next week because I'm teaching this morning. Devil, make sure I get a good dose of it. Okay? But, hey, that's what we need to tell the devil. We're here. Yes, ma'am.
I know. I feel good, and I'm not letting Satan take that away from me. I feel great. Take each day as it comes.
One day, but you know what? Just what I spoke on other Wednesday night. Somebody wasn't here and get a CD for $24.95. What Lord told us to live one day at a time.
Amen.
This book, the whole message I thought that was dealing with that topic. This Bible talks about us just living one day at a time. The walk with the Lord is a one day at a time. He never promises tomorrow in this book. But if you look all through the book, there's numerous scripture and references, and Jesus talked about, psalmist talked about, everybody talked about, it's a daily walk. What's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. Lord, I just pray I had the faith in you I should have. Strengthen me. You hear me that strengthen thing? Strengthen me. Yesterday, I can't do a whole lot about that. It's gone. But today, but what can you do for me today? Okay, what can you, and you know what? We do got today. We can do something for Him today. We can honor Him today. I can handle today.
Yeah.
I don't know what next hour handles. He didn't say that. He says today. So if we live it one day at a time, and boy, that will change your life when you get a hold of that. I promise you, if you'll take that one day at a time as a gift from God and say, I'm going to do what I can, that will change your life. When you call on the Lord daily and say, Lord, help me today. And I thank you for this day. I thank you for letting my foot be here. And I want to honor you today, but I can't do it on my own. I'm telling you, it will change your life. Because see, we in a society, and the Bible does say be good stewards of our things. Don't get me wrong. We do need to worry about paying our taxes coming up. Nah. We got house payment. We do need to be concerned with that. But look, the Lord take care of that if we do what we're supposed to do today. He gives with it. But we need to be more concerned with today. Because we spend so much time worrying. And boy, if you watch the news, there's a lot to worry about tomorrow about. Okay? And a lot of things. But hey, but it's all in God's hands. That's right. It's all in God's hands. Anyway, in everything.